Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Mary and I welcome you back to our World Travel get-together. And as we just closed the email bag for today, we're now going to do something for the 81st time with you. As today, it's time for Destination Spotlight number 81 in our recurring series of the show. And before we take you to Roanoke, Virginia, a terrific place located in America's 10th state that entered the Union back in 1788, here's a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying, it's time to get away. And as Robert and I leave for Maui after today's show, if you also feel the time is right, do it with new luggage. As right now, they're offering listeners of this show their September sale with big savings on suitcase sets or matching luggage sets.
I see what they did there. September. I like that. You know, folks, Mary and I were always on the move with their Platinum Elite collection, both for our personal needs and our show equipment. That's how we roll. And our bags are certainly ready for Maui, as Mary said. Rudy, by the way, he travels with a Max Light luggage as he likes its ultra-lightweight styling. Facts are, whatever's right for you, since they offer a number of product lines. Go to TravelPro.com for the special offer that Mary just mentioned, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's go to the Old Dominion State and say hello to Landon Howard, president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge.
Hello, Landon. Thanks for joining Mary and me as part of today's Destination Spotlight on Roanoke.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you very much. So I'm going to share something we've never mentioned on this show all the years we've been doing it. A number of years ago, Mary and I had this vision to buy a large amount of property surrounding nearby Smith Mountain Lake. We were actually looking to create something similar to Dollywood, but the power company obviously owned so much land there, it made the project a challenge. And I mention that because what I've always found interesting is I believe it's the second largest body of water in Virginia. It was mostly man-made, you know, back in the 60s due to the dam that was created. How popular is the Smith Mountain Lake today for visitors, Landon?
Smith Mountain Lake is incredible. It's we bill it as the largest freshwater lake in Virginia. Beautiful houses, great resort areas, as well as place to go and jet ski and swim and a great park. And I'll just tell you, it's a very popular part of our region.
Yeah, we really loved it. It's absolutely beautiful. Landon, Robert and I were on I-81 as we drove down to the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia for the first stop on our special Let's Go America tour a few months ago. And we were again reminded really just how stunning the location is that you're in. Talk with us about what you enjoy in living in the Blue Ridge Mountains that you think our listeners around the country will find enticing.
Well, without question, the scenic beauty here is just incredible, the Blue Ridge Mountains, and the fact that we have the Blue Ridge Parkway, which is the most popular national park in the United States, with over 15 million visitors. People love coming here for the fall colors and really any time of the year to see the wildlife and to hike. And we're right next to the outdoors, and people love that.
Yeah, that's actually what's always attracted us to the area. It's really the outdoor activities. We actually have custom planters that we bought at a beautiful outdoor center that are still on our porch. They've stood the test of time.
They're
25 years old. But you also have a really lively arts and cultural scene. The Taubman Museum of Art comes to mind, the Vinton History Museum, the Virginia Museum of Transportation. Any of those or anything else in terms of arts and culture that you would encourage visitors to look at?
Oh, without question. We have so many festivals and events, and the thing that makes us so rich with culture is that we have 106 different cultural groups that live in our small city. We say we have everyone from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe, former citizens that are with us here. We're a city that really welcomes refugees from all over the world, and they bring their food, they bring their music, and it really enriches our culture, and I think that's a huge surprise for our visitors.
No, that's an interesting bit of information. So, you know, I think Roanoke, in fact, I could say nearby Lynchburg as well, for that matter, it's one of those areas of the country that does get overshadowed by other, you know, cities. But you're only 250 miles from Washington, D.C. You're about equal distance from both Richmond and Raleigh. I think it's probably 150, 160 miles or so. Charleston, West Virginia is not far. I don't know, probably 170 miles or so. You know, heck, even Lexington, Kentucky, you could probably do that in about 5 hours or so if you're driving really through some gorgeous parts of the country. Where do you find you draw most of your visitors from, Landon?
Well, now it's actually from the Washington, D.C. area in Northern Virginia. We have the Northeast Regional Amtrak service that starts here in Roanoke and goes all the way to Boston. And starting in January, we're going to have two trains a day coming from the D.C. metro area because of the popularity of our destination. We've been billing ourselves as America's East Coast mountain biking capital for the last 3 or 4 years because of the hundreds and hundreds of miles of mountain biking we have, and people are coming here in droves to enjoy that.
Well, interesting. So take the train and go mountain bike. I like that. All right, last question from us. It's the one we try to ask everybody on the Destination Spotlight. Give us something surprising and interesting facts on the area you think is going to allure our listeners to come visit.
Well, one of the really surprising things is that we have, or actually say that we've gone from train city to brain city. We actually have a huge research complex here that does incredible brain research. And so we are hosting a sizable number of neurological conferences and neuroscience conferences.
Interesting,
very
for sure.
Interesting.
Well, Landon, thank you very much for joining us. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels. You can mountain bike, you can take the train, and go expand your mind. Visit VBR.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Landon, thank you. Take
care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you have it, our 81st Destination Spotlight in our popular series since Mary and I created the segment back in April 2017. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. As we approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's it for Hour 1 of the program this week. A reminder, next week we'll be broadcasting from Maui as part of Stop 6 on the Let's Go America tour. After these messages, we'll be back for Hour 2. We're going to kick it off with a National Communal Forum, the Museum Gallery, the Personal Connection. They're also ahead, a whole lot more. Starts in about 7 minutes, and don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.